This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, September 27th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding multiple terrorism threats facing the U.S. and several partner nations. Late Sunday, an official statement from ISIS spokesman Abu Muhammad al-Adnani said its fighters are ready to battle the U.S.-led coalition and called on Muslims worldwide to attack unbelieving citizens of America, France, Australia, and Canada. Quote, "If you can kill a disbelieving American or European, especially the spiteful and filthy French, or an Australian or a Canadian or any other disbeliever waging war, including the citizens of the countries that joined a coalition against the Islamic State, then rely upon Allah and kill him in any manner or any way, however it may be." Released as both a 42-minute audio recording and an 11-page written transcript, the statement tells followers that they need no further permission from a Muslim cleric and to go on the offensive, even if it takes generations. On Monday, Alert USA subscribers were notified of the launch of U.S.-led airstrikes on targets in Syria. According to a statement released by the Pentagon, U.S. military forces and partner nations, including Bahrain, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, attacked targets in north central and eastern Syria using a combination of fighters, bombers, remotely piloted aircraft, and 47 Tomahawk land attack missiles launched from the USS Arleigh Burke and USS Philippine Sea, which are operating from international waters in the Red Sea and North Arabian Gulf. In addition to Islamic State positions, the strikes are also said to have targeted a cell of hardened jihadis within the al-Nusra Front called the Khorasan Group, which, as covered in last weekend's update, was believed to be in the execution stage of attacks on Western aviation targets. Late this week, FBI Director James Comey acknowledged there was no indication the airstrikes had disrupted the cell's plots. On Tuesday, Alert USA subscribers were notified that the Department of Homeland Security and FBI were warning law enforcement agencies nationwide of possible lone wolf attacks following the start of bombing missions in Syria. On Wednesday, the counterterrorism coordinator for the European Union, Giles de Kerchhoff, warned member states of the increased risk of terror attacks by an upstaged al-Qaeda network, as well as the approximate 3,000 citizens of EU nations whom have traveled to Iraq and Syria to wage jihad. Listeners are reminded that a majority of the EU's immigrant population derives from the Middle East and North Africa. And on Thursday, Iraq's new Prime Minister, Hadir al-Abadi, warned U.S. authorities that captured ISIS fighters say the group was planning attacks on U.S. and Paris subways. When asked by media representatives if the attacks were imminent, he said, "I'm not sure." When asked if the attacks had been thwarted, he said, "No, it has not been disrupted yet. This is a network." Listeners are respectfully reminded to keep a clear head and consider the magnitude of current events when assessing personal risk in light of these threats. Some government officials are stating these threats are very real, while others are attempting to minimize concerns, essentially saying there is nothing to see here, move along, and enjoy your new iPhone. Despite the increasingly fashionable claims within the blogosphere that all terror alerts and attacks are false flag operations designed to strip us of our freedoms, or that al-Qaeda and ISIS are creations of the CIA, the reality remains that there are individuals, organizations, and foreign states who are intent on doing this nation and its citizens great harm. To think otherwise is dangerously naive. Conspiratorial claims consistently fail to address the undeniable fact that adherents to the so-called religion of peace have been responsible for more than 23,000 separate terrorist attacks around the world since 9/11. The majority are incidents like attacks on schools and churches, suicide bombings on buses and subways, car bombings of marketplaces, hotels, and housing complexes, AK spraydowns of synagogues, crucifixions, executions, or disfigurement for either not being Muslim, not being the right kind of Muslim, or not being Muslim enough, beheadings for being Christian and refusing to convert to Islam, and on and on and on. While it would be politically incorrect to say that America is fighting a religious war, make no mistake about it, the other side is. Our recommendation to listeners is to go about your lives but maintain a high level of situational awareness when out and about, follow your gut instincts, have an exit strategy for wherever you go, and above all, stay informed. You can find much more on this story, including supplementary information on the growing domestic threat, details of how new Obama Justice Department guidelines are blocking the monitoring of Islamic extremists in the country, and additional terrorism preparedness and response guidance in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. As has been the case for over 12 years, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the overall domestic terrorism threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers of new alerts, warnings, and advisories or any other developments which signal a change in the overall threat picture as events warrant. In public health news, On Sunday of this week, Alertuace subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding developments concerning the increasingly threatening Ebola outbreak and the CDC's latest warnings and guidance for all U.S. airlines and charter operators, including domestic carriers, to treat all bodily fluids as infectious. Within a new guidance, the CDC clearly states that airlines are permitted to, quote, deny boarding to air travelers with serious contagious diseases that could spread during flight, including travelers with possible Ebola symptoms. This statement is important to grasp considering that regular influenza symptoms are the same as those of an early Ebola infection, including fever, nausea, headaches, etc. In related news, last week AlertUSA subscribers were notified that the CDC was preparing to release a new report warning that the West Africa Ebola outbreak could spread to hundreds of thousands by the end of January. Well, that report was issued on Tuesday of this week, and its findings are particularly grim. Entitled Estimating the Future Number of Cases in the Ebola Epidemic, the CDC statistical forecast indicates that by the end of September, case numbers could be as high as 21,000. Further, without additional interventions or changes in community behavior, the forecast indicates that by January 20th, there could be upwards of 1.4 million cases. While CDC Director Thomas Frieden cautions that these figures do not account for actions being taken to mitigate the spread, time is of the essence. The CDC report was issued one day after an equally grim World Health Organization study was published in a New England Journal of Medicine, which indicates that if the disease isn't adequately contained, it could become permanently embedded or endemic within the human population of the region. In an editorial accompanying the New England Journal of Medicine report, Peter Pyatt, a microbiologist who helped discover the Ebola virus in 1976, and Jeremy Farrar, a tropical disease specialist and director of the Wellcome Trust, independently argue that containing the current outbreak will take a massive increase in the response way beyond what is being planned in scale and urgency. Listeners are reminded that just last week, President Obama stated he was deploying 3,000 U.S. soldiers in order to assist in battling the outbreak, and those forces have already begun to trickle into Liberia. According to Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno, quote, it is a very bad situation. We just got a team on the ground over there doing an assessment of what is needed. It is a medical emergency of proportions we haven't seen since the plague centuries ago. Moving back to the U.S., over 1,000 nurses protested in the streets of Las Vegas this week over the fact that U.S. hospitals are not ready to handle a major Ebola outbreak. In just one example, protesters pointed to a recent case of a patient who presented at Kaiser Permanente South Sacramento Medical Center. The nurses complained that the patient was in contact with healthcare workers for about half an hour before Ebola was suspected. Here again, with the approach of flu season and the similarity of flu symptoms to Ebola, the potential for danger at hospital emergency rooms is a valid concern until or unless alternative receiving procedures are implemented. Given the deadly nature of the Ebola virus, the exponentially increasing case numbers, both actual and projected, and the previously reported Department of Homeland Security Office of the Inspector General report, which says that DHS is quote-unquote ill-prepared to handle a nationwide pandemic, an increasing number of nurses across the country are beginning to voice their opinion that once cases begin arriving at their hospital or healthcare facility, they will simply stop working. Do you know a nurse or other individual working in an area of healthcare with direct patient contact? We encourage you to straight out ask them. If Ebola cases begin showing up at your facility, will you continue working? AlertUSA again points out that despite major efforts by the U.S. government and health officials to calm the people saying that there is minimal chance of Ebola reaching the U.S. and spreading, compare these words with the government's actions. As we have previously reported, the CDC has warned every hospital, minute clinic, and doctor in America that, quote, now is the time to prepare. They have also issued guidance to every mortuary and funeral home in the country on how to handle corpses of those who have died from Ebola. Additional guidance has been issued to airlines, emergency medical services, ambulance operators, 911 public safety answering points, as well as colleges and universities. And as a final note, AlertUSA again cautions listeners that flu season is now upon us. Given that standard flu symptoms such as fever, vomiting, sore throat, coughs, muscle aches, fatigue, and headache are also early symptoms of an Ebola infection, medical facilities in the U.S. and Canada are facing a nightmare scenario. On one hand, there will be the regular seasonal surge of those suffering from influenza seeking treatment. On the other hand, given that Ebola is one of the most dangerous and virulent pathogens known to exist and the stark similarities in early symptoms to the flu, medical facilities may be forced to take drastic measures with each and every patient, including possible isolation and quarantine, until a laboratory confirms a diagnosis. There are a few other options. And as the director of the CDC has previously stated, Ebola's arrival in the U.S. is quote-unquote inevitable. You can find much more in this story, including links to the high points made in this report, links to the detailed special update on Ebola issued last week, as well as links to preparedness resources in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments with the spread of this virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in its spread to different regions, important notices and warnings by government agencies, or any other changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to a new travel warning for Yemen, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 other formal U.S. government-issued travel advisories in effect for locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, September 27th, 2014.